Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Here in the Washington, D.C. area, the whole town has been buzzing for the last few weeks about the Washington Nationals. I'm a big baseball fan. I grew up a Red Sox fan, so I'm still definitely number one a Red Sox fan. But it's nice to root for the home team now here in Washington also, where I've lived for more than 20 years and actually went to the first Washington Nationals game when they became a franchise here, having moved from Montreal. I think it was 1999. I don't remember what year it is. But there's been so much buzz, and I am such a baseball fan that I also love the intersection of trademarks and baseball and the World Series. So I thought, let's have some fun and talk about the Nationals and the Astros and the World Series and trademarks. The Nationals is kind of a boring name. I'm going to be honest about it. It is probably unique. I'm not aware of any other team named Nationals, but of course it is like patriotic and nation's capital. And so it's kind of an obvious choice for a name. It's not terribly creative. And the abbreviation that they go by frequently, the Nats, is kind of weird, right? Because a gnat is like a pest or a bug. But again, at least it's unique in the field of sports. The Nationals also have a logo, which is affectionately known around here as the Curly W, which is also not the most unique logo because it's just a W in a font with a script design. And many have said that it resembles the Walgreens pharmacy logo. So they get teased about that quite a bit on social media and online. The Nats do have a logo, but their logo is also not the most creative. It's a baby eagle or a young eagle, and it goes by the odd name of Screech, which doesn't really have anything to do with baseball, doesn't have anything to do with Washington. I guess the story behind it is like the screech is supposed to be the sound that a young bird would make. So in terms of grading the Nats or the Nationals and their brand and trademarks and logos, I got to give them like a C-, to be honest with you. The one silver lining I can say is that they use a slogan called Natitude and a hashtag. And that is a registered trademark as well. And I give them credit for that. It's a playful combination, obviously, of Nats and attitude. So I really like the Natitude slogan. The Astros, on the other hand, is a great name. It's unique. It's playful. It calls to mind, of course, Houston being one of the centers of our space exploration program and where NASA has offices and headquarters. It's a great name. And they have a nice logo. It's not the most wild or creative logo, but it's an H with a star. And the star, referring to space, is a nice theme. The Astros also not only have their name and logos registered, they also have their uniform design registered as a trademark. And they have their mascot design registered as a trademark. Their mascot's like costume and look. And the mascot is a weird kind of green fluffy creature, like you might think a stereotypical sports mascot. But it has a great name, Orbit, which is a fun, playful name and plays off of the space theme. And the mascot has two green antennae that have baseballs at the end of them. So it is playful and ties into the baseball theme. So I'm going to give the Astros an A- on branding and trademarks, far superior to the Nationals. That said, I still hope the Nationals win the World Series. But also part of the World Series trademark package is the broadcast and all of the commercials and logos that we're inundated with. Every time they show a batter, there's at least like two or three ads and logos going on behind. And of course, there's all the commercials behind the innings. But one that stands out is you might have seen or heard, you definitely have if you've been watching the games, Taco Bell's been running a promotion the last few years during the World Series. Steal a base, steal a taco. That's creative in that they're doing a taco giveaway for stolen bases that happened during the World Series. And I did look up Taco Bell has recently applied with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to register Steal a Base, Steal a Taco for promotions and marketing. There's only, to my knowledge, one player involved in the World Series this year that has a registered trademark. That's Astros pitcher Justin Verlander. He has VER35 registered. I think it's for his foundation and charitable work. And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that World Series itself is a registered trademark of Major League Baseball, as is, believe it or not, Fall Classic. Major League Baseball owns many, many trademarks, and they are rather vigorous in enforcing them. Although there are many other events that call themselves the World Series of blank, Major League Baseball at least has a registered trademark for just World Series. This is yet another example of how trademarks are everywhere all around us, and top smart businesses are doing the most to leverage their brands and leverage their trademarks to maximize the value that they get out of them. So, hope you found that fun and timely edition of the podcast tied to the current World Series. I'd love to hear from you if you're also a baseball fan or a trademark geek. Comment or tweet or send me a message. Let me know what you think the best baseball team name, brand, and trademark are. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.